Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, they are all lower. Final hour of trading on a Tuesday. We have got the 10-year up 10, 30 seconds. The yield there, 2.15%, and it is official. Oil now in a bear market, down 2.2% today. West Texas Intermediate crude down 97 cents a barrel, $43.23 on WTI. Gold down $1.60 the ounce to $12.45. That's a drop of 0.1%. So U.S. stocks retreating from records as crude oil slid to a 10-month low on concern the global supply glut will persist. The dollar rose as Fed officials continued to reiterate a moderately hawkish stance on monetary policy. And a Bloomberg exclusive, Bloomberg Television and Radio spoke this morning with U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, who talked about a number of topics, including tax reform.
I think we've been pretty consistent in saying we're working every week very closely with the House and the Senate to have a joint plan when we come out. And the idea is to get us all on the same page so when we release the combined plan, it's going to get passed. And it's going to get passed by the House and the Senate, and the President will sign it. And it's our focus to get that done this year. It's critical to the economy, and we're working every day to get that done.
Chipotle Mexican Grill shares falling the most in 6 months as higher advertising and cybersecurity costs seen eating into the chain's margins sparked a more pessimistic outlook from analysts. Shares are down now by 6.6%. Again, recapping, U.S. equities lower, S&P down 10 to 2442, down 0.4%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
All right, Charlie, thank you so much. WTI crude closing in a bear market down 21% from its February peak. You are listening to Bloomberg.
I'll be back in the high life again. All the doors like those one time will open up.
Dave Wilson, our stock senator, joins us right now with his chart of the day, bringing some understanding to this confusing market. Dave, what do you got?
Well, if you're talking about the high life, well, one place that you could find it in the stock market is with what you'd call momentum stocks. You know, the shares of the companies that have tended to rise at a relatively fast pace over time. And it's a group that took quite the hit in the second half of last year and has really come back in a big way. And Ari Wald, who's the head of technical analysis over at Oppenheimer, kind of looked at this index historically. I focused in on the period since 2013 when the index was actually being calculated on a daily basis. Their historical numbers going all the way back to 1974. But if you just look at the last 4 years or so, you know, you see that there has been a tendency for the ratio between the momentum index and the S&P 500 to move up, but it's really been, you know, period of up and down along the way. And what we've seen in the last 6 months is really sort of an up move. In fact, this ratio set a record just this month. And, you know, it goes to show you that what goes around comes around. And Wall has kind of an interesting take on it. He figures that one of the reasons that momentum's doing well, at least with this MSCI index, is the idea of adding to winning stocks. So you just don't buy shares and put them away. You buy shares, and if they're doing well, you buy more, you know, because that creates the potential for further gains. And so he figures, at least in part, that's what's happening with this comparison and why it is that you're seeing a record in the index. Like I say, the ratio up 10% from an 18-month low that was set in December. If you want to know more, folks, send me an email. I'll get you the chart, the explanation that goes with it, and everything I do going forward. The email address is dwilson@bloomberg.net. That's dwilson@bloomberg.net.
Dave, is this a don't fight the tape kind of thing?
It definitely is, because let's face it, you know, when you think about momentum as an approach to investing, it's really sort of based on the assumption that stocks that have done well are going to continue to do well in the future. Now, we know that's not always the case, so you do have the potential for reversals. That said, look at where we've been the last 8+ years. This market has had a tendency to move up over time, and certainly that helps explain why the stocks in this momentum category have done as well as they have.
All right, time to talk a little bit more about what's going on in the world of economic news. We want to roll that into the discussion with Dave Wilson. Yelena Shuleteva is our senior U.S. economist with Bloomberg Intelligence, our in-house group of analysts. She's got a furrowed brow, and she's rubbing it away. What's going on? Are you stressed?
No, not really. This week is light on data, but we are trying to get some signals from the Fed speakers, from different, officials from the administration in terms of what happens to the tax reform and the economy going forward. So from what we hear, they're getting very serious on the tax reform, but the questions obviously remain whether they will be able to achieve it. It's not a question.
The calendar is working against
exactly.
Them.
It's not a question of, whether they want to do it. It's a question on whether they will be able to, and it's getting really tight in terms of timing. So we recently at BI Economics downgraded our forecast just because, you know, the priorities have shifted since the election, and we no longer see Trumponomics really boosting economic growth next year. So 2018, we downgraded our forecast by the full, by half a percentage point to 2.7% in 2018. And we would like to stress that we still expect growth to accelerate from expected 2.3% this year. But it's just because the labor market is doing so good, and it's the reason that we think economic growth will pick up, not Trumponomics.
Can we talk about the health care bill for a minute? I want to quote John McCain was asked today about whether he's seen the Senate health care bill that is, as you say, we're kind of hurtling, trying to beat a July 4th deadline. He was asked if he'd seen the bill, and he said, no, nor have I met any American that has seen the bill. I'm sure the Russians have been able to hack in and gotten most of it, he said. I don't know if that's accurate, but it is sort of, you know, the discussion of this is 1/6 of the American economy with a bill that's really still a mystery even to leaders in the Senate. I wonder what kind of risk mistakes in that bill or getting it wrong could pose to the economy.
Well, it's one of the most difficult things to assess how, you know, the healthcare bill is going to affect the economy. It's so many unknowns. I cannot even like start speculating on this. It's we know like the pillars of Trumponomics really were the tax reform, right? Infrastructure spending, and we are not seeing any progress on that front. So these are much easier to assess, and we kind of know what kind of an economic impact they will provide.
And to be fair, none of them. Just pick one, and it's not an easy initiative. But I do hear from market watchers and, you know, folks who are keeping an eye on the economy that, you know, if you start to see progress, real progress in at least one of them, it will give investors hope, economists
confidence
hope.
Terms of, again, sentiment among businesses and consumers, for sure. So we saw some fading of such confidence already in some of business and small business indexes, and builders' confidence slid a little bit since it peaked after the election. So if, you know, if they keep on postponing things, confidence will continue to slide. So, but
confidence just doesn't seem to be bothering the equity markets, Dave Wilson.
No, it sure doesn't. And there are a lot of things that aren't bothering it. Absolutely. And I'm just struck, you know, I was looking at our most read stories on the terminal in the mm-hmm. past hour. Mm-hmm. And the one that jumps out, it's going back to last night when Chicago Fed President Charles Evans had a chat with reporters and raised the possibility that inflation is down in part because of Amazon. And that, you know, them coming in and buying Whole Foods means we may get more of the same. So it's just fascinating to see the effect that one company can have on the American economy.
Well, and if anything, the internet has made us all, you know, you find something you like and you go on the web and you find the best price.
Absolutely. So I know I do it.
I know I do it. Dave Wilson, stocks editor at Bloomberg News. Yelena Shalateva maybe does it. She's our senior U.S. economist at Bloomberg Intelligence. We got to check on your top business news stories in just a moment. On Bloomberg.
Let's get the latest in business and world news headlines from Adrienne Mitchell, who's in our 99.1 studios in Washington, D.C.
Corey and Carol, it is election day in Georgia. Democrats have spent a record $50 million on John Ossoff's campaign versus Republican Karen Handel in a Republican district near Atlanta. Bloomberg Chief Washington correspondent Kevin Cirilli says Democrats are hoping to get momentum going into the midterms by taking a seat away from the GOP.
Newt Gingrich used to hold this seat. This is the Republican seat that has been Republican for decades. So should Democrats win this, the Democrats are going to use this as essentially a belt. They're going to try to use this as momentum for midterm.
Polls heading into election day showed the race a statistical tie. Democrats on Capitol Hill are shaking off a sleepless night as they stage a marathon of speeches on health care. They and some Republicans say GOP lawmakers should not be crafting legislation to replace Obamacare in secret.
They are about to bring a bill that reorders one-fifth of the American economy, jacks up rates on everybody, takes insurance potentially for millions to the Senate floor without more than maybe a day or two of viewing by the American public.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is hoping for a vote on health care by the end of this week. The Treasury Department has imposed sanctions on more Russian companies and individuals and separatists in eastern Ukraine as the Ukrainian president visits the White House. It says the U.S. is committed to a diplomatic resolution to the crisis in Ukraine. More than 10,000 people have been killed since Russia annexed Crimea 3 years ago. Global News, 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Adrienne Mitchell.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.